Good morning. It is 7:06. Time to talk about theater.
Theater.
The legitimate theater. Not the illegitimate theater, but the legitimate theater. And I was going to play you something here, and my thing went cockeye on me. I don't think it's working. Let's see if it's working here.
A cockeye back.
Oh, you're good. It's working. Just want to play a little tune for you to kind of lead us into what we're going to talk about with Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild.
Its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. So why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. My spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky.
Okay, that's from a Broadway musical. As a matter of fact, that's the new Broadway cast version of the song. And we'll find out exactly where it's from in just a few moments. Jocelyn Fish is here. She is the marketing director and
development.
And what's that?
Director of marketing and development.
Marketing development.
Yes.
I keep forgetting that. I'm very undeveloped, so that's why I can't remember that. And she is here to talk about the new schedule, the 88th season. Before we get to that, we still have some of the old schedule to talk about.
Yes, we do.
And opening up, by the way, the Cassius Clay show was just great.
Wasn't that fun? And especially to do the talk back afterwards. We did that after each performance, actually, and every single audience was so engaged with that show and had so many questions about, you know, that time period, how the cast felt about being in the show, and then just tons of questions about Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali and all of his life. So it was quite wonderful.
You know, I love the TV show The Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
And in The Odd Couple, Oscar's got to review some musicals and shows. He doesn't want to do it, so he's pawns it off on Felix. One of the shows they do is a musical, The Lewis Schmeling Fight. And Felix said, I really like that song, My Glass Jaw. I thought that was real bouncy, had a lot of panache.
Oh, goodness.
So you do a musical of the Cassius Clay play.
Yeah, man.
My Glass Jaw. My Stolen Bike.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. The people who did all the plays, the roles were great. In the questioning afterwards, somebody had a good question.
Yeah.
Cassius Clay had an older self.
Mm-hmm.
One of the friends had an older self, mm-hmm. but the younger brother didn't
but
have an
Rudy,
older self.
Rudy just stayed the same.
Never changed. That was funny. Yeah. That was a good question.
It was a good question. Yeah.
Why did he stay?
Why did he make some casting choices? And yeah, all
okay.
That.
Coming up next is a fun show called Always a Bridesmaid. Starts March 28th.
Yes, they are in the middle of rehearsals. They actually get to move onto the stage tonight. The costumes, especially, are going to be over the top. Ugly bridesmaids' dresses, as you can imagine. Lots of wonderful story about female friendship, but also just absolutely everything that can go wrong with a wedding and wedding preparations does. So it's very funny. It's a great, just a great comedy to get, you know, you don't have to think about it. And sometimes shows are great when they just make you laugh and make you laugh and make you laugh.
That's what we need.
Yes.
Need a good laugh.
Yes.
Now, after that is your big musical, the big finale for the season, Legally Blonde, which I remember this played at the Palace Theater on Broadway for a long time. Legally Blonde is based on the regular
the
comedy.
Movie.
Yeah, the movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Yep. Yes. And so actually they have their very first rehearsal tonight. We have 28 people, I believe, now in the cast. So
28 people.
It's a big cast.
What kind of dressing room do you have for all those people?
We're going to cram everyone somewhere. So, Doug and his crew are working on getting that rolling. So, yeah, very excited to have that come together.
I want you to know if I ever appear at the Racine Theater Guild, I want my own dressing room.
Okay.
With nobody around.
I don't know.
I want a valet. I want all that stuff. So this is the 87th season of the Racine Theater Guild. that's going to be not wrapping up. I mean, it's still got to go for a while.
I know. It's always weird to be talking about one and the other still going on. That one technically doesn't wrap up in June 30th, but yes.
And then in July, why do you start your season in July, not September?
So most theaters actually do July 1st.
Really?
To June 30th. It makes sense for our taxes, number one, and that's just how our quote-unquote calendar runs then. So, yeah.
Yeah. And plus, I know when in Broadway, summer vacations, that's where they make their money.
Yes.
They don't make them, you know, during a snowstorm. Yeah. They make them then.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay, let's unveil the new season, the 88th season of the Racine Theater Guild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna wait anymore. I was gonna say something, but I'm gonna keep going now. The drowsy chaperone.
Yes, the drowsy chaperone will open the season on July. So that's what we call one of our bonus shows. So we have five shows that are part of the core season, and then three shows that are bonus shows. So this is a bonus show that we're running in July. It is a tribute to all things Golden Age musical. It has hijinks. It has tap dance numbers. It has an ingenue who, you know, is ready to give up, but then has this big flashy dance number. It has mobsters. It has everything you can think of from this imaginary 1928 musical called The Drowsy Chaperone. And so it's actually told by a man in a chair remembering all of his favorite things about listening to this album throughout his life. And he interrupts the show and talks about people throughout the way. So it's a fun time.
Okay, so The Drowsy Chaperone runs July 18th through the 27th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then a classic, The Importance of Being Earnest.
A classic.
It is.
A classic. The Importance of Being Earnest has been around for 130-ish years. Oscar Wilde wrote it, and it is personally one of my favorite shows, just because I think the dialogue and the cutting banter is so well done. It's about two men who both have fake personalities. Jack pretends to be his own philandering brother, Ernest. And Algernon has a sickly friend, Bunbury, who's on the cusp of death any moment. And he uses that as a way to get out of stuff he doesn't want to do. Mm-hmm. But then they both switch identities and both call themselves Ernest. And it gets a very confusing charade of who's who. And they're trying to impress two different ladies who both think they're in love with the same man. Madness ensues. And this is going to be the third time the Theater Guild's actually done it. We did it in 54, I believe, and then 78. So it's been since 1978 since we've done it.
All right. The Importance of Being Ernest runs September 5th. Through the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes, I want to suck your blood, Dracula. But this is a comedy.
This is a comedy. It is called Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors. This actually started as a podcast fundraiser during COVID as a way to help support artists at the time, and has now transformed into a stage show. And it is everything you can imagine about parody and hijinks and slapstick. Pays a lot of tribute to the 39 Stents, Monty Python, and actually even the Carol Burnett show. So it's a race around Transylvania to try and track down Dracula.
I want to suck your blood. Give me your neck.
Yes.
All right. Dracula, Comedy of Terrors. That's October 24th through November 9th. It sounds so far away, but I'm telling you, I'm going to be sitting in that theater in October watching this show, and I'm going to say, we were talking about that before spring started.
I know.
All right. So let's just quick review. The Drowsy Chaperones, mm-hmm. July 18th through the 27th. The Importance of Being Earnest, September 5th through the 21st. Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors, October 24th through November 9th. We've got more coming up in just a moment. Keep it right here. We've got Jocelyn Fish is here. She's the Director of Marketing and Development at the Racine Theater Guild. Hey, I went to college. I can remember. tell you what show that's from now. We'll tell you in a few minutes. Our first song we played, Corner of the Sky, and this song, we're not going to tell you what it is. Well, it's magic to do, won't tell you where it's from
quite yet. The suspense is building.
It'll be the last show we talk about. Jocelyn Fish is here. We're talking about the 80th season of the Racine Theater Guild, their new calendar of shows that are coming up this season and this year and next year. Mm-hmm. You unveiled it last night.
Yes.
Did you get a good response so far?
Yes, actually. Very, very excited. People are, it's always amazing to me what really people are drawn to, because I personally have things I love and other people have things they love and what they want to get involved in or what they want to see. So it's always great to hear what people are excited for.
Okay, here's a musical that a lot of people don't know actually played on Broadway. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was a 1968 movie musical starring Dick Van Dyke and Sally Ann Howes. And they made it into a Broadway musical later on, and they did a great job. I happened to see it on Broadway, where I took my sister-in-law. It was the last Broadway show I've seen. And we went to go see this show, and now you're bringing it to the Racine Theater Guild.
We are.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, coming for our December show. So this is going to be, I think, a great holiday time show. This will be one where we also have outreach performances for schools. So it's about an inventor whose children ask him to repair a car. Old rusty race car.
Practicus Potts.
Yes.
I know. How do I know that?
It's a fun name. the whole show is all fun names. Anyway, so he fixes it up and he ends up putting a little magic into it, and it can fly and it can float, and it attracts the attention of Truly Scrumptious but also the Baron and Baroness, and they are very jealous and want it for themselves. So they abduct his father, and the inventor and the kids have to go rescue him. And it's just, everyone knows, of course, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the song, but there's also Toot Sweets and Hushabye Mountain.
Lovely
song.
Great song.
So I think it's just going to be, I'm so excited to introduce, I think it's one of those shows that you get to introduce the next generation kind of things. Because I remember watching the movie but I can't tell you the last time I saw it. And even I'm, so excited to see.
TCM runs it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Excited to see it again. So, yes, I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful story.
Now, I showed you, I got this when I saw it on Broadway. I bought this in the lobby, the making of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This is the making of the London Verton musical of it. And the big thing is, and you can't do this because of the way the theater is built, but they actually flew a car with people in it above and all over throughout the audience up to the balcony. And in this DVD, you get to see how they pulled that off. What a dangerous stunt. But it worked. Nobody ever got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have a car. There'll be some theater magic in it. But, it's. I think the story is just wonderful. And, of course, it's the Sherman Brothers, who everyone knows from all of their Disney hits. So, wonderful musical.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke played the lead in the movie musical. What the big thing was, I remember when it came out in December of 68, and it was from the author of James Bond. He wrote all the James Bond thrillers, and they said, is this going to be a thriller? What is this movie to tell with the guy from James Bond? Ian Fleming wrote this.
Yeah.
He wrote all the James Bond movies, and he wrote this one as well. And Chitty Chitty. What's that?
A little different than Bond.
Yeah. Correcticus Potts. Potts is the name. This should be good. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And again, I saw it on Broadway. I know it's a great show, and I know you're going to love it. Kids are going to love it. Adults are going to love it. It's very good, very funny. The music is great. It's December 12th through the 21st. Now, you have none of these shows cast yet, right?
No, everyone can come out and audition for these. We'll probably have audition dates coming up towards the end of May, I'm going to think.
Dick Van Dyke's in his 90s. He still
I know. Call
he
him
still
up.
Works. He was in
I'm
Mary
sure
Poppins.
He wants to come to Racine, We can put him to work.
He was in Mary Poppins Returns dancing when he was 90 years old. So, yeah. Okay, so that's December 12th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. January 16th, Ripcord. Now, I'm not familiar with this one.
Yes, so Ripcord is a new comedy about Abby, who has a room at a senior living facility, big sunny room, all to herself. And she's kept it that way. She has scared off every single potential roommate who has come until she kind of meets her match in this new roommate, Marilyn. And they butt heads because Marilyn is determined to stay. Abby's kind of, standoffish and doesn't want to make friends. And Marilyn won't take that. She wants to be your friend. She's happy. She's excited. And so they make a bet of who will get to stay. And it becomes kind of an all-out one-upping battle of trying to pull pranks, telling secrets, etc. And it includes a parachute, of course, at some point. They actually do a little skydiving and get to hopefully make a jump into a friendship at the end. So really, really fun show.
What's really good is you really have, I wouldn't call it a handicap, but you've got a challenge because you really don't have a curtain to bring down.
No. Mm-hmm.
Everything's got to be in front of everybody.
Yep.
So you really don't have a curtain to set things up and then raise the curtain like they do on Broadway.
Well, and do multiple scenes. Like Ripcord, we've got, that takes place in the senior living center. It takes place in a park. It takes place in a haunted house. It takes place in a plane. So, you know, you have to make all these different locations in one show in some way.
I find it amazing how you can do all the scene changes right in front of our faces and you don't even notice it because mm-hmm. they wear black and it's a blackout.
Mm-hmm.
And you open your eyes, the lights come up, and there it is, all done again.
Theater magic.
That is good. All right, quick review, then we're going to get to the last three shows, which are big, big, big. I promise you, big. We've got The Drowsy Chaperone coming up July 18th. We've got The Importance of Being Earnest on September 5th. Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors on October 24th. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, December 12th. And Ripcord, now this is a new music, a new play, January 16th. Coming up, three big ones. We'll talk about those coming up in just a moment. Jocelyn Fish is here, marketing director and the market direct. Whoa, I got it. Don't say anything. Director of marketing and development.
Yes.
I told you I went to college. I can remember this stuff. It's not that difficult.
Don Rosen.
Now, while we're playing that song, well, we'll tell you in a few minutes here. It's not important you know exactly now. You will find out. Now, we played it earlier. We played a version of it from the new Broadway cast. Mm-hmm. We also played Magic to Do from the new Broadway cast. And we have another one coming up in just a moment. But first, we're talking to Jocelyn Fish, the director of marketing and development at the Racine Theater Guild. They just announced last night their 88th season, 88 years.
Isn't
that's older
that
than me.
That's crazy. You know, in 1938, 26 people got together and put 50 cents each into a pool and $13. And, you know, and now we're here 88 years later.
All right, quick review. Here's what we mentioned in the first half hour. The Drowsy Chaperone opens up July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the classic, The Importance of Being Earnest, September 5th. Dracula, Comedy of Terrors on October 24th. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the musical.
Yes,
it's not the movie; it's the stage musical, which is almost like the movie musical. December 12th, Then Ripcord, a new play, opens up January 16th. Mm-hmm. And then here's where I saw this movie.
Yes.
And I loved it. Now, you say it's a little different than the movie. Mm-hmm. It's called The Girl on the Train. It opens up February 27th.
Yes. The Girl on the Train, huge, huge New York Times bestseller and book, became a movie. And the theatrical version is so imaginative and interesting because it's about Rachel, who is very obsessed with this couple that she sees through the window of the train every morning. And she kind of puts herself into their lives because their lives are what she wants. It looks very happy and perfect. And then the woman that she's been observing goes missing. And so she kind of puts herself physically into the middle of this investigation, and she becomes a suspect. She becomes a witness. She, her brain gets intertwined with memories and revelations and putting the pieces of the puzzle together. So it's a very, very suspenseful, modern thriller. And it really was super popular both as the book and the movie. And so we're very excited to bring it to the stage.
I loved the movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, who starred in the movie?
Emily Blunt
mm-hmm. starred. Yeah. The mm-hmm. Girl on the Train.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So different than everything else you have this season.
Yes.
So
and it's different than some of the mysteries we've done in the past. It's not necessarily the, you know, find the bad guy, you know, detective sleuthing type thing like we've done for the past few years. It's a very different kind of mystery and thriller. So I'm excited about that.
Oh yeah, The Girl on the Train. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that. The Hobbit. And by the way, Girl on the Train is February 27th through March 15th.
Yes.
You've got The Hobbit, April 10th.
Yes, The Hobbit, April 10th through the 21st, of course, based on the J.R.R. Tolkien story of Mr. Bilbo Baggins, who does not want to leave his comfy, cozy home, and he's coerced by Gandalf to join this group of dwarfs on the search for their treasure. And so he reluctantly goes on a journey and has to battle goblins and dragons and not have enough food, and he's just miserable lot of the time.
Like me getting to work in the morning.
Yeah. But he learns a lot about what he has to offer to the world and to this group of people. And it's such a well-loved character and well-loved, you know, the Lord of the Rings franchise is just everyone who loves it just is so enamored with it. And so we're excited because this is, again, one of our outreach shows. It's a bonus show as well. So this will be performed for local kids as well and have lots of roles for kids in it because they can be little dwarfs with big beards, and which will be super fun.
I know what I was going to tell you, my typing story.
Yes.
I got to tell you my typing story.
Okay.
She was watching me type with one finger. Johnson was watching me type a few minutes ago, one finger. And I said, I got an A+ in typing in high school. How did I do it? Our teacher was a dwarf. She was only a little over 3 feet tall. Mm. And she couldn't see over the big manual typewriters. Mm. And you could hear her clomping coming down the aisle, and then you type the way you're supposed to type. But when she was up front and she wasn't on her box, she couldn't see us. And she said, I know you boys are going to sit in the back and cheat. You'll get your A+, but you won't know how to type. There's not a week that goes by I don't think about Miss Cole.
Think about that.
Miss Cole, because I type with one finger. I get an A+ in typing. That woman was so right.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, great, we got Miss Cole. We're going to sit back here. She won't see us, and that'll be great. And she was so right.
All these years later.
All the time I sit here typing. All right, we're going to save the big one for just a moment.
Okay.
You always end up on a big musical.
Yeah.
The big finale musical.
It's kind of our cemented thing that holds the whole season together.
The signature. This is it. This year's big musical is Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, you got to wait. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. Jocelyn Fish is here, Director of Marketing and Development of the Racine Theater Guild. WRJN.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. What good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds. Or a succulent pear if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds. Before it's too late, stop trying to wait. For fortune and fate, you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate. There's nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, cause spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. I never wondered if I was afraid when there was a challenge to take. I never thought about how much I weighed when there was still one piece of cake. Maybe it's meant the hours I've spent feeling broken and bent and unwell, but there's still no cure so heaven sent as the chance to raise some hell. Everybody,
oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from the world we're given.
Time to take time, or spring will turn to fall
in just no time at all.
Now when the drearies do attack and a siege of the sads begin, stalwart and steady. Give me a night that's romantic and long, and give me a month to get ready. Now I could waylay some aging roué and persuade him to play in some cranny, but it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a man.
The original Broadway cast from 1972, Pippin starred Ben Vereen, and that lady who I finally remembered
the grandma from Beverly Hillbillies.
That's right, Irene Ryan from the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, you don't think of her as a Broadway star.
I know, it's crazy.
And she even refers to herself as Granny in the song.
In the song, yes.
So I don't know if they ever left that in or not, but that's No Time at All. We're not going to tell you where it's from. Well, I guess we can now. It's our final show of the 88th season. This will be running a year from now, mm-hmm. March 15th through the 31st. May.
That's why I'm here.
May 15th through the 31st of 2026. It's Pippin.
Pippin the Musical, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And all the songs we've been playing this morning.
Yeah, we've been teasing.
Corner of the Sky, the Jackson 5. We played Magic to Do. Which we played the new Broadway cast. Mm-hmm. Ben Vereen sang it on Broadway. And this one, No Time at All, Irene Ryan sang it from the 1972 original Broadway mm-hmm. cast version, Pippin.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So, musical that's been around since 1972. It is by, if everyone is familiar with Wicked, if nothing else, it's Wicked creator Stephen Schwartz. It's one of his very first musicals that he did. So since Wicked's been getting a little love, it's been nice to kind of tie people to like where he started from. But it's a story of this company of players that come together and they tell this story of Pippin and sometimes try and manipulate the story of Pippin, son of Charlemagne, who wants something more from his life and he's not really sure what that is. And so he ends up going to war. He ends up exploring his passion. He ends up leading a revolution and he ends up hopefully maybe finding love. And then the end, he gets to make a decision of what he wants, which the players aren't maybe necessarily very happy about in the end. So great music, great story. A lot of people have wonderful memories of the original version, of course. Ben Vereen, you can't think of the show without thinking of Ben Vereen. And it was the revival in 2013, won Best Revival for Tony Awards.
So. Now, you said the Irene Ryan part, mm-hmm. Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, was played by Andrea Martin from SCTV.
Andrea Martin in the 2013 version, yes. So, yeah, it's a lot of just iconic songs and iconic characters and just one of those stories that you kind of walk away with a warmth in your heart.
Now, when do you start casting for Pippin? Now, this is over a year from now.
Over a year from now. So everything will have open auditions. That one, we would likely do auditions February, March-ish of next year. Which is, so people got time to prepare.
Go get the album. Yeah, go get the sheet music. Yeah. Start thinking. Yeah. Start singing the songs. It's one great song. Glory, we didn't play. That's another great song.
Glory, Love Song is love a wonderful song. Yeah. Our manager and artistic director, Doug, actually had a couple of these songs in his wedding he talks about. So, you know, it's one of those ones that people just fall in love with and keep connected to throughout their life.
Years ago, we had Sunday brunch on Broadway in our stations, and some of the albums they didn't have, so I went to the public library. And Pippin was one of them. I got out of the library, and I was pulling out of my garage. I had a condo at the time, and I must have had them on the roof of the car while I was opening the door. Mm-hmm. Drove away with them on the roof, and I never saw them again. I had to buy brand new copies for the Racine Public Library. So if you see Pippin in the library, that's a brand new copy that I bought.
Courtesy of Don and Rosen.
I said, what could have happened then? Oh, I put them on. There was like three of them. I left on the roof of the car. And Pippin was one of them. Let's do a review for people just tuning in now. Yes. This is the brand new 2025-26 schedule, the 88th season of the Racine Theater Guild. Let's kick it off with The Drowsy Chaperone.
Drowsy Chaperone in July. Great tribute to the Golden Age musicals of yesteryear.
Then we've got a classic over 100 years old, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Yes, great comedy written by Oscar Wilde as well.
Yeah. Then Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors. Interesting way you got this. This is not a Broadway play or anything.
It is now. It started as a podcast. Very zany, very Monty Python, tongue-in-cheek, absurd characters. I think people are really going to enjoy it, especially at Halloween time.
Then the Christmas musical will be Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yes. Now, this is based on the movie. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that a Broadway show is based on a movie, although it's happening with Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Usually it's the other way around. Yes. The Broadway musical, and they make a movie out of it. This is just the opposite. It was a movie with Dick Van Dyke, and they made it into a Broadway musical. I saw it on Broadway, and it was just fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something that a lot of people, even if they don't know, they're going to come and just... You're going to walk away singing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's like impossible to get that song out of your head.
And Truly Scrumptious, which was the heroine's name. The heroine's name in there, Sally Ann House, her name was Truly Scrumptious. That's where it comes from. Ripcord. Mm-hmm. This is a different one.
Ripcord is a newer comedy about two women battling it out for a room at a senior living facility. And they're a hoot and a half. But there's also a lot of heart to it and a lot of friendship involved in the story, too.
The Girl on the Train. This is a great mystery.
Yes. February of 2026, we're going to do a really gripping thriller, really theatrical piece, lots of elements of imagination and reality kind of coming together on the stage, which will be quite something, and I think really put the audience on the edge of their seats.
And rumor has it, Emily Blunt, who starred in the movie version, will star in the Racine Theater Guild version, Emily Blunt, with her husband, the guy from The Office.
John Krasinski.
Yes. Who's a great, he's directing it at the Racine Theater Guild. The Hobbit, April 10th.
Yes, The Hobbit.
The Lord of the Rings Hobbit.
Our middle school outreach show in the spring. And so, yes, The Lord of the Rings, everyone knows. The Precious, of course, that Bilbo Baggins is going to help the dwarfs find. And Gandalf's in there, and elves are in there, and all the wonderful characters that people know from the world of Lord of the Rings.
And, of course, the big finale, the big musical, May 15th, we talked about Pippin.
Pippin.
With a great score.
Great score. Wonderful music. It's a very different musical, too, just the storyline of it. But the players coming and telling the audience the story, I think, is a really interesting aspect of the show, too. They help bring the audience in and understand everything that's happening.
I just realized the actual synopsis is on the back of the card.
It is.
I'm sitting here for an hour with this card in my hand that I just realized it's right there. This is, I say this every year.
Yes.
It's one of the best.
Yeah.
Everyone out here is a winner.
Yeah, we're really excited. And you know, so people can become season ticket holders like you. You know, Don's been a season ticket holder with us for years.
For 88 years.
88 years. Wow, you look great for your age. But that's the best way to save money throughout the whole season. And then you get your kind of permanent seat in the theater.
And you don't have to think about it.
And you get to renew that seat next year if you want. We also have great options of flex passes. If you're never quite sure what your schedule's like, you can buy a pack of flex passes and turn those in, like 3 for 1 show, 2 for another. You can use them not only on the main stage show that we've announced, but also on our comedy series, our spotlight series, and our Jeans Jazz series. And then individual tickets don't go on sale for Drowsy Chaperone until after Legally Blonde opens. And then the rest of the season, individual tickets will go on sale July 1st.
And let's remind everybody, there's only one way to get tickets to the Racine Theater Guild. That's a guaranteed way to get them.
Yes.
That's to schlep on down to the box office or go online to RacineTheater.org.
That is the best way to get your tickets.
There's scammers out there.
Yes. Do not go to other third-party websites. That has become a very unfortunately popular thing across the country, across theaters.
And it's legal.
It's legal. People are listing our tickets for exorbitantly high prices.
What's the highest price? $20? $16?
$22 is our highest price.
So if you're paying more than $22, don't walk. Run to the Racine Theater Guild and get your tickets yourself.
Yes.
This is some schedule.
Yeah.
I can't believe how good it is, but it's not over yet.
No.
We've got Always a Bridemaid opening up March 28th. I think we have some tickets to give away, too. For the March 29th performance.
Yes, performance at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Always a Bridesmaid is next. And then the big finale musical, Legally Blonde. Yes, this is the musical based on the Reese Witherspoon movie.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is kind of weird because normally it's the other way around. Movies are, they kind of snare the Broadway musical and make a movie out of it.
Yeah.
This is different.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's going to be super fun. We're going to have live dogs on stage, of course, for Legally Blonde.
Oh, little chihuahuas?
Little
pink chihuahuas? Yep. And I think it's a matter of time. It's not going to be soon. I think it's a matter of time before Wicked comes to the Racine. Because you got to let it play out on Broadway, and they don't let you get it yet. It's going to be eventually you're going to get that.
Maybe. I don't know. It might be one of those ones where the rights will never be available.
Really?
We'll find out, I guess.
There are shows they never let them out,
huh? Yeah, there are. But, we got Pippin, so Steven, if you need a Steven Schwartz fix, Pippin is your ticket.
I am so glad you debuted here.
I'm glad we set this up. I'm glad I got to chat with you. You're always so excited about stuff, so that's
now, if you hear it anywhere else, you heard it second. You heard it first here. Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development at the Racine Theater Guild. Doug Incidence is the Managing Artistic Director. He's the guy who...
Yep.
Now, you have a committee to pick these out? Or?
Yes, we have a play reading committee. So we read over 150 plays and musicals to determine the 8 that we were going to do. And so it's people from on stage, off stage, different age ranges, and we all work together to come up with this
season.
And
then you have to see if you can do it. I mean...
Right, you have to apply for rights.
But can you physically do this on stage?
We have that discussion a lot of what are the production elements, what are the costumes, et cetera. So there's a lot of thought that goes into this. It's not just pulled from a hat. There's a lot of discussions and a lot of... talking and figuring out what's best and what will bring people in and what will bring people into the seats, not only, but also audition and help backstage. So
thanks for coming in.